Those noisy geese remind me of my Sunday school class. Sometimes the kids talk so loud I can't hear the teacher.
Do you sit quietly and listen in Sunday school? It's important so you can learn what God wants you to know. Honking Encouragement, that's the name of my story. What's it all about? Well, I'll tell you after we read some good verses from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Our story, Honking Encouragement. Honk, honk, a large flock of noisy geese splashed down into the water just as Jake and his dad arrived at the lake. Oh, that's a beautiful sight, said Dad as he headed for the trail at one end of the lake. What? Shouted Jake. Those birds make so much noise I can't hear you. Dad laughed. We'll talk later, he shouted back. Let's hike. Soon they took a break to rest. Back there, I said the geese are a beautiful sight to see, said Dad. Yeah, but they honked so loud I couldn't hear you, Jake replied. Sounds like my Bible class. Some of the kids talk so much during the lesson, I miss half of what our teacher says. Oh, that's too bad. I'm sure it's very discouraging for your teacher, said Dad. He volunteers his time and puts a lot of work into preparing the lesson. Jake started to reply when, honk, honk! There they go again, Jake said as they watched the geese rise from the lake and take off. Well, at least now they're far enough away so I can hear you. Jake thought for a moment, then asked, do you think they're talking to each other? Bird watchers believe they are. Some think they're encouraging the leader, Dad replied. The goose in the front has the hardest job flying against the wind currents because he's the first to hit the gusts of air. Maybe the others honk to cheer him on. Wow, that's really something, said Jake. I think I'll tell the kids in my Bible class about those geese. If a bunch of birds can encourage their leaders, we should be able to do that for our teacher. You're absolutely right, Jake, said Dad. You could cheer him on, but not the way the geese do, not by making a lot of noise. No, Jake laughed, just the opposite. We can cheer him on by being good listeners, he grinned. I'll be sure to tell the kids to stop honking. Jake and Dad laughed together and continued on the trail. Well, how about you? Do you sit quietly and respectfully listen to your teacher? He or she spends time preparing as well as teaching the lesson and deserves your attention. Also remember that it is the Bible, God's Word, that is being taught. Read Proverbs 4:20 through 23 for more on listening to God's Word. Respect your teacher by quietly listening so you can learn what God wants you to know. Proverbs 4:20, give attention to my words. Incline or lean your ear to my sayings. And our key thought, listen when the Bible is taught. Let me repeat a few of the verses I read at the beginning of today's Keys for Kids, for they're so important. God is talking to you and he says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Hey, with your parents' permission, check out our website, keysforkids.org. You'll find links to games to play, classic CBH broadcasts you can listen to, and much more. keysforkids.org. Check it out soon.